This is a cool show. Bots.
Yes, it is.
This is a show.
Our first guest, John.
Our first guest,
Andrew Kennedy.
He's not just any guest. He's the guest.
That's right.
So
for today.
Let me give you a little background for this is a great honor for moi because these dudes, I've been doing stand-up now for 5 or 6 years. These guys were my teachers. That's how I met you guys. You have ascended. I'm
surprised you're working.
I know. This is all volunteer. But you were my comedy instructors, two of the funniest guys I've ever met in my entire life. And Andrew Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Welcome, Andrew Kennedy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on our show, which is Sit Down, Stand Up with John und Unser Mats.
Ja. Unser Mats. Ja. Yes.
And because you are a very busy man.
I am very busy, yes.
Very busy. You live on a ship.
Basically, on many ships.
Many ships. You live on the road. You are a can we classify you as you're an incredibly funny comic, but you spend your life, what a great gig, on cruise ships.
It is amazing. I pinch myself every day. This is what I do for a living.
And I do too.
I know. Mm-hmm. Passenger 98.5% of the time. And then I punch in and talk to people at night.
That's amazing.
It's great for 40 minutes.
And how long have you been, well, first of all, you've been doing comic. Both you guys have been stand-up. You've been doing stand-up, for...
Decades.
Decades.
Yeah, decades now.
I mean, it's been that's your career.
Many moons.
Many moons, yes.
Yeah, and you've had a fabulous career.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting a chance to tour the world and listen to people talk about America and their points of views. It's very interesting. There's been a better time to have an American passport. I'll just say that.
Has it started maybe like the last year or so, maybe?
Yeah. Has it related to the color orange in any way? Maybe, perhaps.
Did it kick in around a certain inauguration day?
Well, when they broke a hole in the White House, people were like, what are you people doing at your White House over there? You guys are crazy. You're lunatics with the octagon.
What do they say?
They're different people. Are like the Indians are like, that's just clearly there is something the matter with our friends over the across the pond. And the Brits are like, what is going on with us people? Everybody's just literally can't fathom what's happening.
No, but we're the hottest nation in the world, Andrew.
But right now, everybody is coming for the World Cup. And the people that are here are surprised that we're not what is being portrayed.
Right.
Right. They probably think we're fighting in the streets all the time.
Or that we're mean people or we're not. We're friendly and they love the Waffle House and they love the big gulps and all the things that'll eventually kill you. But but for a moment and everybody loves the Scots. Especially Boston is so upset that they left and went to Miami and Miami's not treating them very well.
The Miami's not treating the Scots.
No, they're not. They're not. They're taking the cones off the heads of the statues that was happening in Boston, and the Boston cops were letting it go because it's funny.
It's funny.
And so
they don't appreciate that in Miami.
No, they don't. But if it works out, I've heard that England and Scotland may play in Boston if things work out the way they
imagine.
Would that be insane?
Would there be drinking involved that day or no?
If they already drank four times the amount that normally gets
I know, it's crazy.
Done. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty bad.
Scotland is the only country sponsored by a beer company.
which one is it? Is it the Scotland? It would be... Which is the famous Scottish?
Guinness is
Irish, right?
Guinness is Irish.
Yes.
And Smittick's is Irish. So which one is a Scottish?
I don't know. You're the world traveler.
I think it would be Scotch.
I thought beer was outlawed in Scotland. I mean, it's all Scotch, right?
Well, that's what set William Wallace off.
It did.
Yeah, it was a bender, and he just
see bender.
It was let's go, boys.
They took beer our in shirts England. Away. How could they do that? I want to go to Scotland.
You've never been to Scotland? Never been.
My family, even though we're Kennedys, we're not Irish Kennedys. We are Scottish Kennedys.
Oh.
Our clan motto is in French, of course, because the French try to help.
We were just in Scotland in last fall.
Really?
And it's incredible.
So a mutual friend and instructor, Jean,
who lives in Scotland.
She's in Scotland, married a guy that's a descendant of the Fraser clan.
Oh, my God. You mean the comedy show?
Kelsey Grammer. The Outlander, Frasier.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yes. So she got married to this 45-year-old guy in a kilt in a castle. It was beautiful.
Did you go to the wedding?
I didn't, but I got pictures of it. So I shared the pics that I got on Facebook and all that.
I pretended I was there.
I put it on my
face. I photoshopped myself. I was standing right behind the groom. I liked it.
By the way, is it me or is the finance guy Bessett not a Will Ferrell character?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Every time I see him, I'm like, that's Will Ferrell. Yes, that's a Will Ferrell.
I'm going to raise interest rates. Yeah. I got it tonight. It's like Harry Carey in the White House.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get him to sing the national anthem.
He's scared to talk. He's like, he mumbles through everything.
He does. And he's got that smile on his face.
A smirk the whole time.
It's the other guy, too. What's his name? I don't know if it's a fine. Every time he gives a press conference, he's got that smile. Yeah, the interest rates are up and the prices are going up, and he's got that smile. What are you smiling?
That's
at?
Not good news. Don't tell us that.
I just love the fact that people are spending more money in the economy.
It's like it's great.
I don't think
they're really crushing it.
Right now, I'm going to sit in the last lap. Take me out to the ball game.
Another Falstaff.
He is. Everybody's aging. And we're all aging. I don't like it.
You don't age, man. I mean, I haven't seen you in months. So I think the last time I saw you, we played that board game at Gene's house.
That was fun.
That was so fun. That was Crimes Against Humanity.
Crimes Against Humanity, and somebody shouldn't have driven home that night.
We talked
about that. We will not mention names.
Yeah, he was.
But
that could have been a crime.
That could have been like, and that was the last time we saw him.
That's right. His funeral was amazing.
He looked good in handcuffs. That's new jewelry.
It was like the scene in It's a Wonderful Life when the guy that plays the guy that ties his finger to remember what he's
right.
to remember.
The medicine.
He's drunk.
Right?
Yeah, he's drunk.
The uncle.
The drunk
and
uncle.
He's walking and he's pretending to be drunk and he goes stage right and then he literally knocked down a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't supposed to happen and they kept it in the film.
Oh, really?
Oh, which way should I? Just point me in the direction. I'll go that way, that way.
I'm a method actor. So I gotta get drunk.
Jimmy Stewart just laughs it off and it's like, played it off. It was great.
They kept it in there,
just like in Young Frankenstein, the scene with Marty Feldman and the bags. Yeah. Hey, you take those, and I'll take
the one in the turban.
Yes, and then he bites. And Madeline Kahn's like, stop. But they stayed in character. We must all act normal. Bing.
Oh man,
he was.
So you're leaving. I mean, you're cruising all over the world.
I'm cruising all over the world. Now I'm backing it down from this year. This year was too much.
Because you were
just too much because I was divorced and I just wanted to just put me to work.
Right.
So and then I met Shannon, aka Shannon.
Your girlfriend met on the cruise ship.
On a cruise ship, yes.
How does that work? Nothing happened
to anybody that is affiliated with the cruise ship.
You're not allowed to frolic and fornicate
with the
guests. For the
record, there was nothing happening on the cruise ship.
So, but I was on stage, and I'm talking about being twice divorced, and I threw my Instagram handle out, which is Andrew Kennedy Jokes, by the way, on Instagram, trying to build up to 100,000 followers.
Where are you at now?
4,600. So
all right, we're on our way.
This should get you to 4,601. I would think after this episode.
I started about a year ago, so I'm
you're making progress.
I'm making progress.
Right.
But so she slid into my DMs and she said,
How does that happen?
That's what you call your jeans?
My DMs?
My DMs.
Is that like Jordache?
It is. It's only cheaper. It's a Kirkland brand.
Old Navy.
What aisle may I find the DMs? Oh, right next to the coffee.
Okay, thank you.
Which is Colombian, of course.
Yeah,
of course. And so she said, if you got 5 minutes, have I got a divorce story for you? So we met at Sheehan's, which I call Shenanigans, on the Norwegian Jewel. And she began to tell me a horrific divorce story.
Hers.
Oh, wow. And so, but then she told me what she did which is she had just gotten the job of executive director for Choose Love, the Jesse Lewis Choose Love movement, which was started after the Sandy Hook shooting. And that's when I told her all my kids attended Sandy Hook, and we moved out the summer before the shooting.
Oh my God.
Now we have a connection now.
Wow.
Because my youngest would have been in one of those first grade classes.
Oh, my God.
So that's the connection. And then we texted back and forth and then went on our first date in Southbury at Mercato Italian Kitchen.
And what did you have to eat?
Yes. I had gluten-free pasta because she's celiac. So she needs to have gluten.
She's from Italy?
She is. It's a small town at the bottom of the boot. Yeah. You see the boot? It's next to Sicilia.
It's
called celiac.
Southern celiac. Everybody healthy there. Everybody healthy.
Everybody very healthy.
We got trounced in the war. The celiacs got crushed.
They'll be playing in the World Cup, celiac.
Interestingly enough, I will tell you this. The less gluten I eat, the better I feel.
It's supposed.
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not just a fad.
No, it's not a fad.
It's legit.
It's legit.
All I know is I have relatives that lived into their hundreds and
eating celiac.
They ate everything. So,
and they washed it down with red wine.
That's right.
Yes. That's right.
And a cigar.
Don't have.
And
that
those are the women.
You have the longevity gene, which I hope. Because your grandmother was 101.
Wow. Yes, and all her sisters lived into their 90s.
Wow.
And my mother lived to 91.
Oh, wow.
And my father was dead at 13. So,
so what's your family history? What are we looking at? What numbers are we looking at?
My parents died before I was born.
That's terrible. But it's
once they got the news.
It was an accident. You can't count the genes. What?
I have not met my parents.
Okay.
Yes. My mom, she's 91.
91,
she's
great.
Hanging in there. I live in Chicago. My dad died at 84-ish. So shouldn't have died, though. It was horrible. It was. He came down with a... like a staph infection.
No.
Yeah, and the doctor said, "Let's watch it. It might be gout."
Yeah. Oh,
you know, it's like, shouldn't you just take a little blood? So like, you know, and then like 3 hours later, he was dead.
That's crazy.
It was horrible.
Oh.
Horrible.
So how long before you sued the?
Well, as you can imagine, my brothers and I were like all Perry Masoned up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And my mom was like, "I don't want to upset my doctor." I'm like, "No, let's upset your doctor."
This happened to my son recently. He was trying to get on to the one of the Merritt Parkway ramps, and he was looking, and he had clear lane to go in, and the person in front of them had a clear lane to go in, but that person did not go, and he thought they did, so
boom.
He tapped her. It was like
a love tap,
and she lawyered up immediately. She had to be taken to the hospital.
Of course.
The whole thing.
The neck brace.
So I think he got caught in one of those things where they're like trying to get money, and she will get paid. It'll be the minimal because we took pictures of everything.
Yeah.
So this is what her SUV looks like. You can actually put the little trim back. You can knock it off, knock it back on with your fist.
And she's touch like, up paint.
"Yeah, I'm pregnant," and she had to be taken to.
She's now competing in the World Cup.
She looked pregnant. Yes. It's like, is that the woman that said she was pregnant?
She's the leading scorer.
She's
look at her header
forward.
That ball.
She's the
Denzel Dumfries daughter.
She's number two goaltender for Ghana.
Now you're a World Cup guy because you're Colombian. Right?
By birth. Yes.
And your mom?
Colombian. Birth as well.
And she's in town right now.
She's in town, so we're rooting.
She's cooking a meal tonight.
She's cooking a great meal that
surprise
we don't know what it is. It's going to be a surprise.
What do you think it's going to be? If
Man,
you guys
it
were
could
like
be, if,
Holly marketing
if,
it.
If I would think it's arroz con pollo.
Oh, I love arroz
which
con pollo.
Which is the best. It's so delicious.
Oh, this is
If you have money in adobo, I would suggest you, play adobo. Because adobo is our that's our flavor.
Yes.
Adobo is the best.
Adobo. What is it?
Adobo just seasons everything.
Oh, really?
And it looks like a little chicken, and they sell it at all the markets.
Oh. I put it on my breakfast cereal. Adobo is delicious.
I put it on myself when
when I know I'm going to get lucky.
I grew up in an adobo. It's a very small house. It's made of clay.
You have to let it dry for a few days, and then you can go
in. I drank too much. Now I'm seeing
it's
adobo.
It's a thatched roof. Adobo. It's an adobo.
We're not very smart, but we're funny.
We try our best.
Adobo
is
a condiment. It's a seasoning. What
idiots. I don't use condiments, okay? That's how we have kids, okay?
That's how we
stay
do
away
it,
from condiments.
That's a flavored condom.
And
are you, so, all right, so,
tell me.
So tomorrow you're back On the boat?
No, tomorrow I'm up in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And then Saturday I fly to Alaska to get on a Princess cruise ship.
Oh, man.
Which will be wonderful. Oh. And they're great because I'm starting to get Princess ships and it's like 4 and 5 day cruises. So it's less for the same amount that they're
paying. As opposed to being on like the Caribbean and all that, which is like longer.
No, whatever it is, it's just Princess seems to be shorter runs. Okay. So it's pretty cool because they pay the same as a normal 7 day run. So I'm liking that. So
same amount of money, less
time. Same amount of money, less time away.
So if you're on a, when do you cut back on your schedule?
You said 2027. Starting 2027, I'm doing the first 3 months just Princesses. And then I'm going to jail. That's not good.
How old are these?
I did a couple of queens by mistake.
They are all of age.
Is this by choice?
I want to be home more because now I have a girl. And the great thing is, she's a girl that I love. And so she works remotely as the executive director of Choose Love, which is based out of Newtown, Connecticut, where my kids live.
So she can go with you.
She goes on cruises with me already. She went to Vegas with me already. Oh, and when I fly home to Manchester, New Hampshire.
In Vegas. What happened in Vegas?
We don't talk about Vegas. We just stay in Vegas.
So
I fly into New Hampshire and then I'll rent an Airbnb in Southbury and Newtown to come see the kids. And she can come with me because she can. Man. Right now, we're in an Airbnb in Fairfield right now.
I love it.
10 minutes from my brother's house.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's beautiful.
That's cool.
So Lolo.
She travels a bit with you? I mean, she's...
She travels more than anybody else has. It's great.
Now, would you dip your toes into the marriage thing again?
That is where this is headed. Definitely down the road, but again,
it'll be my third Kennedy wedding.
It'll be my third Kennedy. We're not inviting anybody. We're just gonna do it.
We're gonna scale back this time.
Yeah, we'll scale back. But definitely, I have found my person at the ripe old age.
She's
of
a very sweet woman.
She's intelligent,
very, nice, very pretty,
funny,
very smart,
big heart.
Does she have any friends?
Beautiful. She's got a couple friends. And
that's exciting.
Yes,
and she has kids.
She has one child.
One child.
Who moved out after paying his student loan off in a year.
Wait, what?
So he's in cybersecurity. Like he's an engineer.
Can we adopt him? Yeah,
exactly. So he's 10 minutes away. Great kid, but he's out of the house. So
Andrew, tell the story.
She's got a German Shepherd and an Aussie Shepherd that I fall in love with.
The reason why Shannon was on that cruise.
She was on that cruise because technically that was supposed to be the wedding date to a man that was not a good guy at all.
Oh, she was engaged?
She was engaged, and that was supposed to be the wedding day, but it had been called off months earlier.
So to celebrate that she went on a
cruise. He took his mother on a cruise because she knew that it would be a tough time.
Right.
And then we end up meeting, and it's so weird because...
Serendipity.
It is serendipity. And her mother snuck on. So she didn't tell them. She's like
Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic.
Literally, she had an inside cabin. Yes,
she was in stowage.
Stowage. And so when we had our little meeting, and she's like, "Let's go find out what they're doing. You know, who's this Andrew guy? You know, they saw the shows and everything." And then fast forward a year later, we just went all on a cruise together with her son, mother.
Oh my God!
Celebrating her 75th birthday. I called out the whole audience. We're singing "Happy Birthday." It's all on.
You know how to get brownie points, Andrew.
Do not show my wife this stuff. She'll be like, "You do nothing for me." Yeah.
Did you have and a then thousand she went, people sing a happy birthday for you?
And then they sent it back to steerage.
Get back
in the boat.
Where the life vest?
Not the boat, just the vest.
There was a clip of you guys dancing to a song
that Shannon put together this poem that she went and created the song, and it was a surprise.
Wait, she made the song?
She had AI have a AI singer sing the song. Those are her words, though.
Oh, okay.
So she wrote it, And she said, make this into a song. And she did. And it's
and it came
really
out. Because you once, twice.
I heard this one before.
My boyfriend.
My boyfriend. Yeah.
It's number one on iTunes.
My kids were there, except for the one that's in the police academy. And everybody was there at 6:15 to listen to this band, which I thought was pretty cool that we gathered the troops. So I was completely,
that's so cool.
Had no idea. And then the band opens up by saying, first of all, we'd like to invite Shannon to come on.
You had no idea this was happening.
None. And then it was like IMAX. Shannon and Andrew, but the Shannon was spelled wrong, which is hysterical. it was hysterical, and we wouldn't change it.
Chat GPT got it wrong.
Chanun.
But then I'm listening to the song, and the song's about how we met, and two hearts, and we met on a cruise ship, and you know that her son had taken her to mend a broken heart, and then it was, and I'm like, what is happening? And then we're dancing, and it was great, and then so. That's, so it really cool. Is wonderful. She's amazing.
Wow. So she's wait, amazing. Did Chat write the lyrics or she wrote the lyrics?
She wrote the lyrics. Okay. Chat made this singing, turned it into a song and put the melody.
Okay.
You know.
It's kind of it's kind of like Aha. Like that was their whole career. Take On Me. That was their, weren't they like a fabricated, or Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli. Yes.
Milli Vanilli. It was like a Milli Vanilli moment without the vanilli.
Without the vanilli.
Yeah. You kept the Milli, no vanilli.
And now they're back in action now.
No, well, one is dead.
Oh, what
vanilli.
Is that?
Is Milli or vanilli?
I don't know.
What scent are they now? Is it vanilla? I know Vanilla Ice Almond is back.
I'm not sure, but I think the one that's alive was supposed to do the concert.
That was Vanilla
250.
Ice.
250. Yeah. And he's Vanilla Ice is still doing it.
Vanilla Ice. Yes. I don't know.
Vanilla Ice, by the way, is apparently this architect that's creating multi-million dollar homes.
Wait, he's Vanilla got
a
whole, Ice?
Vanilla Ice has a business building mansions.
No, Robbie Van Winkle, the kid,
that's
a
where
multi-gazillionaire?
That's where he's making his money. Yes,
he made famous off
that one song, but now he's building homes.
Holy smokes!
I don't know where, but when they were talking about him doing the 250th anniversary, he's like, you know what? You get invited, you do it. And I, you know,
now
I
his hit it. Song means something completely different with Ice Ice Baby.
That is, they gotta bring that back.
You gotta deport the baby.
Trump, I love ice. I love it. Can I say something because I figured out finally how to do Trump. And I can tell the masses.
You do a good Trump, yes.
It's all right. Everybody's got their own Trump. But what I tell people is to do Trump, you just have to envision somebody squeezing the head of your penis really, really hard.
Can we demonstrate right here? Let me go, Andrew.
I don't like it. I don't like it. No me gusta. No me gusta. Me duele mucho. Getting character.
It's gonna hurt.
It is. It already does.
So, if you're on a cruise ship for 7 days, how many shows do you do? I mean,
depends.
Okay. Are you working every night or?
You know, some of the big ones, Icon of the Seas, I'll be on, and Shannon, aka Chanon, because my brother makes fun of her, calls her Chanon, because that's what he says to my mother. He's like, I've been saying Chanon to mom. So when you talk to her, call her Chanon and see if she picks up on it. So I called my mother and we're having a conversation. I'm like, yeah, so I was planning on having Chanon come down with me. And she's like, wait a minute. You are talking to your brother. So what was I saying? I was saying, so normally on Icon of the Seas, it's got its own club. There's three of us, three headliners.
Right.
We each do like 15, 16 minutes. And we do two and three shows a night.
Oh, wow.
Which is fun because you get to do, you get to create new material.
Yeah.
And so round robin thing. And then on some other cruises, when it's a theater, I'll do a welcome aboard 25-minute set and then maybe do a 45-minute set and then a 45-minute late night adult. And that's it for the whole week.
Oh, my God.
So it's great. The rest of the time, I'm just
nothing.
What are
you doing? You're just hanging out. You're
trying to stay busy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the computer. I'm writing. I revamped my website, andrewkennedylive.com. All me on Wix for $19 a month. How do you go wrong?
24 hours a day,
wrong?
You can get Andrew Kennedy.
It's a deal. And then, of course, my Instagram is Andrew Kennedy Jokes, and I'm recording my sets and interaction with the audience. And so I'm putting that along with breaking up that pilot that I did 20 years ago
yes.
and thrown some clips just because I think it's cool it's and people are responding. The Rita Moreno one.
You were in a pilot up. With Rita Moreno.
John Ratzenberger, yeah. Julia Duffy, Ann Gilbert, and yeah, and Johnny Sanchez, who I was the latest one that I did was him in the market scene, and he's a comic that he was on Mad TV, and he's did voiceovers for Coco and Happy Feet 1 and 2, and so I brought him from 20 years ago, and people are that's blowing up. That's got 52,000.
Oh my God!
Views. Nothing million. You know, I'm not. Yeah. But Rita Moreno's got 130,000.
Now you doing your own clips. I mean, are you? Have you figured
I'm
out
doing how, it my own thing. I'm using CapCut. CapCut. That's it. And on a ship, a woman tipped me $200, and that clip
that
is on my Instagram.
That's on fire.
That's on fire.
So tell me that story.
So
all right,
she's
happened?
Hammered.
All right, she's so in the front row.
She's
hammered.
In the front row, and her husband's like trying to become part of the
is she
couch.
She's heckling you.
She's talking to me. She doesn't even realize. She thinks she's helping me, but she's not. The show is now about her.
That's weird.
As audiences will do.
She gets up, and she's like, turns back to the audience, yeah, baby, oh and then God. Turns back to me, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like, and then she throws down $100. You can't. Internally, you can't. I'm like, this is now all about her. We're right. still making it fun,
right?
But it's all about her.
Is the audience laughing? Or are they
the audience?
Like
the audience
off?
Started heckling her and turned on her, and that's when she threw $100. So I'm heckling. I'm turning on like in a nice way, and the guy's curling into his seat.
Her husband.
And she drops $100. So now she's funny. Now she's funny.
You joke.
So yeah, it's good. And so she's clearly hammered, and I took the $100, and I'm like, it is $100. So hey, and then she drops another $100, and that one I'm like to the husband, I'm like, is this okay? And she's like, it's my money, and I'm like, now she's executive producing the show. So we're like, it was just brilliant. Yeah. And then at the end, she gets up on stage, and we took a like photos like it's Make a Wish for real, for real. And her husband's taking photos, and I'm like.
Oh my God.
And then I walk her down, and there's a clip that's in that in the Instagram thing where you can that was sent in from another audience member. You can hear her saying, "Oh, he's walking her down cuz he thinks she's too drunk to walk by herself." That's in the clip, and I walk her down, hand her off to the dad or the husband, and he's like, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much for it." And he's like, "My uncle." And this she was hammered. Oh and then she went to the piano bar and screwed up his set. I edited myself there for a second.
Andrew.
I caught it.
There.
It's a kitchen. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, she managed to destroy this poor piano man's.
Oh no!
Because she's uncontrollable. When you
she's
have somebody, when you're married to a drunk,
yeah.
and you can't handle her, that's. I feel bad for the guy, but anybody else should have just taken her back to her cabin, but.
Not only that, a drunk controller handing out $100 bills.
That apparently she's winning at the or losing at the casino. But
oh
that was,
my God.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
and I did not claim it to the IRS. So please don't hunt me.
That won't happen again because she fell off the cruise ship later on that evening, and the husband was in the piano bar celebrating later that night.
She washed up in Cilia.
There's a lot more people that do not make it back from the cruises than you'd know for different
really?
Reasons. A lot of like
they fall overboard.
So,
they...
Dave Burley talks about he's a comic. He right. talks about like people want the Alaska bucket list, and he's like, and some people are cutting it kind of close because they die on the Alaska cruise.
Yeah. No way.
Yes,
and then they die on the ship, or they die falling
they'll
overboard.
They'll die on the ship, and
oh
then.
My God.
You know,
does that count
3,946 passengers are now.
Does it count as checking that off on your bucket list? Well, I kicked the bucket while I was putting this
then,
in the bucket.
And then, yeah, it's just weird things. And if you get sick on a cruise ship, don't try to avoid going to the doctor because they pay a lot of money. I got pink eye, and it cost me $450.
Seriously?
For a pink eye.
Not to get rid of it, to get it.
Just to get it. And then the guy tells me it's okay to put my contacts back in. And everything else I looked on, like, whatever you do, do not put those contacts back in. Throw them away. Throw the case that the contact lenses were in. And he's like,
it is okay if you put the contacts back.
I am very sorry
Where
about
did you
that.
Get certified, sir?
Why did you say Celia instead of MD?
In Celia.
Celia.
It was Democratic Republic of Congo is where he got his doctorate in medical.
Doctorate of Seuss.
And they paid and $400 to get like 2 milliliters. It was like
eye drops.
If eye drops, so if the other one started getting it, then I'm like, was going to run out of eye drops.
Do you have like, can you get like cruise ship insurance for stuff like that?
I have the $1 million coverage because that's you have to have it.
Oh, okay.
To work on cruise ships, but I don't know what the deductible is on it. But I'm going to submit it. It's like, and we're
I'm blind
was it a pre-existing
now?
Condition? I don't know. I got conjunctivitis in Halifax, Canada. I'm blaming the Canadians. Yeah.
Why is it that always like what you read about cruise ships, like Legionnaires? I mean, like people get like really sick. On cruise ships,
but
what
they haven't.
That?
I've been doing cruise ships for 20 years. Nothing's happened, but
my God, Ebola!
I got the pink eye, and that's pretty much it.
What, like recently, wasn't it a cruise ship like people were stuck? It was the
they were yes. the it was the that Zeti new disease, whatever. That like, new disease that everybody was thinking is gonna
yeah
that it, that it's not the same thing.
Right,
that's horrific to be caught
right.
on a cruise ship because when COVID did hit, I had friends that were stuck on cruise ships like sailing around the Mediterranean.
No one would take
months.
Them. Yeah, because no one wanted them. Right?
There was like,
they're like exiles.
And they're in their cabins, and they're being fed like tuna fish and ham and cheese for weeks on end. But
they knock on the door, lunch.
It's not even. It's not
housekeeping. Skipping.
Did
skipping.
You order the tuna fish?
No, but you're going to get it anyway. I'm so sorry, but you are persona non grata. You have to stay locked in that thing for 2 weeks. Don't you come back. In the Philippines, you would not even be allowed.
Now, so when you go in and do the shows, do you find, I mean, people, by the time they get the shows, because these crew, they're like drinking all day long. Are these people like...
They're loving life. They're
happy.
They're, you know, usually the
they're,
first...
They're primed
the,
to laugh.
The first right. show of the first day, they're tired.
Right.
They drove in or flew in, like, right. and they're up and they think they can be up. But yes, they go, if they've got the beverage package, they're done. They're ready to laugh.
Ready to
Everybody's
laugh.
Happy. So right. it's a great audience on okay. a cruise ship. They're always,
and they're
always
captive.
Happy. They're captive.
They literally.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I love doing it. They pay well. Thank God for that. And
it's free housing. I mean, you got it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you don't have to pay for your room or anything.
No. And they put me ocean view, passenger cabins.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you get a balcony. Not always. But definitely always a nice view of the ocean. And except for this last one that I was in, I was on a Norwegian ship and Shannon was with me. And they put me in... it was deck 7, but it was like an officer's cabin, but it was a porthole, and there were things were wrong with it. There was the vents were duct taped shut.
The murder scene.
It was bad. It was like, what's that smell? That smells
smells like
don't bring the canine unit in here. And so that was not fun. So, but normally they're great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's the best.
Fantastic. So wait, so 2027, you literally told
it's all booked. And I'm on 2 weeks out of the month, and now I'm transitioning.
So you booked like way in advance.
I'm lucky. I'm one of the that's yeah. I'm
that's incredible.
I'm at that level where
yeah.
most comics can't say that they're already booked for 2027. So that makes me feel good to know that I'm doing a good job. So,
and you're both you guys. But you guys are just you are.
He's amazing.
You
amazing
guys are just
friend.
So freaking funny.
You've become an amazing friend.
Yes. Great friend
and very funny and I congratulate you for this.
Thank you. Well, you guys are inspirations. I mean, I learned a tremendous amount from I know
inspirations.
The fact that this is happening and consistently, it's brilliant. Yes. You guys are you're hysterical. You're a phenomenal interviewer.
Oh, thank
for
you.
One. So that's a thank gift. You have that gift. And from the minute that you showed up in our class, and you did your first thing that you wrote,
which Cards for Kids.
Which Cards for Kids. I'm like, this guy is hilarious. Yeah. And then for a while, I did the spelling
bee
thing.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore, but right. I did that. And that was
PC?
Your bit. It was just, I did something else
yeah.
with an Indian accent. And the Indians love me, by the way. They love me.
Yes.
Everybody's yeah. people can, you know, because you do accents and it's okay to do accents. Oh, right. That's it's fine. What are you doing? And I met a Dinesh I'm saying a bit online.
I'm saying
a bit where I scream out these Indian characters and I'm Prankash, Prankash, don't do this. What are you doing? Surrender, put the cookies down. Where is this? Where is this? Dinesh. And there was a guy named Dinesh. And the lady's like, this is Dinesh. I'm like, you gotta come on the screen. And I brought him on and I hugged him. And I posted that one on Andrew Kennedy Jokes on Instagram. So yeah, I'm trying to build it and the clips are good.
They're funny.
I feel like that moment where in Good Will Hunting, they gave Will the car.
Yes.
And I'm like, I look at my Instagram account and I'm like, it's a good account.
It's a good account.
Yeah, you can land on that and
it, yeah. It's funny stuff. Now, are you a social media maven? Are you working it?
I'm in the phone book. So you can see, get me there. You can find a phone book. You know, I am on Facebook and Instagram. So
okay. Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
I have no idea what it is. It's Mats Palazzo.
Mats Palazzo. Yeah.
Mats Palazzo. Yeah. Okay.
But
are you building it? Are you?
Yeah, I'm like at maybe 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, which is not bad.
But you don't tell people what it is. Yeah. What is your account?
Let's I don't know. Let's look it up.
It
hey, take a break. If you need to go to the bathroom, I'll get right back to you.
So we now that we have the show, we have to start building our social media clientele.
You do.
Because
this is going to blow up.
This is going to be huge.
So what are platforms
don't
are
say blow
to
up.
Lunch to launch first?
Grindr.
My brother likes that one. That was such a great app when it first came out. My brother's gay, but and he loved Grindr. That was his thing. He came to see me in Minneapolis once, and he saw the show. And that night, he already had a date. It's like, okay, see you, Andrew. I'm like, I'm meeting a guy that you met on Grindr. Grindr was that app that by location, and you know, Tinder and those other ones came after it. But Grindr's like, Bob is 2.6 miles away from you. And in New York
City. It's like an Uber.
It's like an Uber. But in New York City, because there's such a big gay community there, Joe is behind you at Starbucks now.
Literally.
He is inside you as we speak. That's how close he is.
He's a grande.
Which reminds me of.
We got to
call out Angel Salazar. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Great comedian. He played Titi in Scarface, and he had a great bit about he tried everything. So he tried everything once. Yes, I try everything once. Even once I was gay. But when it was my turn, I quit.
Wait, he was in Scarface?
Yeah. He was Titi. He was a little short guy.
The last guy killed before.
Oh, no way.
Al Pacino.
And became a great comic, comic. And whenever he'd perform, he'd go always to the bar and just tell the ladies, you know, I was in a Scarface. And that was how he picked up chicks and forever.
His set ended in a diaper.
In a diaper.
Yeah, I did a New Year's Eve show with him. Nice, very nice guy.
And he literally came out in a diaper.
He didn't come out.
Oh.
By the time his set was over,
things
would be coming
he
off.
He took off a wig. He was Eminem with bleach blonde hair. and then he did Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, and he's in a diaper and heels. And it's freaking hell. Spraying the audience with a water bottle.
That's
you know?
So freaking funny.
So, and when I started comedy, I have to give a shout out to Dom Figg, who was an inspiration to me. He lives in LA now, and he would do characters. And when I started and I liked characters, that's who I looked for. And one of his favorite characters, Dom Figg, if you hear it, he'd do a character of a guy that was so in love with himself. And he'd turn into this character and he'd go, oh, yes, I just love me. I truly, truly do. Yes. Sometimes I wake up extra early just to spend more time with me. And I'm dying. And he was like a rock star of comedy.
Is he still performing? He's still doing it.
He's still crushing it. He's in L.A. And we're connected on Facebook. And I just had to give a shout out to him because he was an inspiration to me.
Dom, D-O-M?
Dom Figg.
P-H-I-G-G or F-I-G-G?
No, F-I-G, yeah.
F-I-G, Figg.
Yeah. One G or two Gs?
Just look him up, Dom Figg. You can't, he'll be there.
I'm sorry.
Dom Figg, my gosh. So, I mean, you guys still stay, I mean, you guys are.
We stay in touch.
Oh, yeah, we're in touch all the
time. Because you've been performing together for.
We were roommates for a while.
When I was divorced.
You were.
When I was divorced, his wife and he took me in to the point where I'd be coming from a ship and. There was one time, and I'd have to fly into White Plains, take an Uber to pick up my car that was in a storage unit in Monroe, Connecticut, and then drive that down to Stamford. And I walk in, and Frankie there, God bless that dog, he'd greet me, and there was a note that his wife left. We're so glad you're back, XOXO, because they took care of me.
We went to a wedding one time, and my wife looked beautiful, right? So we get home, and I'm like, oh, this is. We're going to be great. I'm going to get lucky tonight. We're going to have some fun. And I walk into the room. I know Andrew's there because he's getting... And I hear... from the bedroom. He has the white noise.
Brown noise. I am ethnic. Brown noise.
I go into the bed. I go, where's Andrew's not on the couch? I go in. He's sleeping in our bed. Andrew,
there's a pop of it.
Andrew, wake up. I thought you guys were staying at a hotel tonight.
Where's the party?
Yeah. Andrew, get out of bed, will you? Or Lisa, would you like him to stay? We can all have... He is our friend.
That is so funny. Yes.
Mosh threw out his cigarettes. Well, this ain't happening.
No, it did happen.
Oh,
it did happen. I moved to the.
Somebody had to hold the camera.
I did. And keep the light on, will you?
Yeah. I'm Tom Baudet.
Tom Baudet.
Oh, that's so funny. So
fun.
And you guys, because I've seen you, I've had the privilege of sharing the stage with you guys, but you guys do shows together. And it's just freaking God.
We have.
You guys are so funny.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot,
so
of, fun.
A lot of fun. The car
whenever we go together. It's our Brokeback Mountain weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we'll stay in a hotel together, and we just have fun.
Are you, any shows coming up? You guys performing? I mean, you're on the.
He's got something.
Yeah, what do you got coming up?
Let's see. What am I doing? I don't have much coming up right now.
Nothing on the books.
Not too much on the book. Later on, in the fall, I've got some stuff, but nothing.
Okay.
Nothing right now.
I got
some privates.
September 26th, I'm going to be at the Bradley Playhouse in. Upstate Connecticut. So that's
where's Bradley Playhouse?
Where's that?
What town?
It's near Hartford. It's right around
September
there.
September 26th.
September 26th. It's a big theater. It should hold about 1,000 people.
Wow.
I've done it before. Yeah.
Comps.
Of who are you with?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I don't know. I got booked.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic. You will not be on a cruise
Scott
ship.
Scott Smith books it, and he's great.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah. I did it once before, and he invited me back. And that's the only land gig that I have. Everything else is
on the seas.
On the seas.
Wow. I mean, I get seasick.
I don't get seasick at all.
I mean, do people
literally? I'm like Forrest Gump. Is that all you got? Literally, people are throwing up. We are putting the pukey bags.
Oh, really?
You know, and
not
I'm like, hey.
Sick.
I'm just not that hungry.
I mean, do you feel it? I mean, is the boats rock? If the boats are rocking, don't come and knock.
If the boats are rocking, I feel it, but it doesn't bother me. Thank God.
It doesn't bother you. But it does bother a
lot
of people.
But there'll be times when I'm like, you know what? I'm not that hungry tonight. But that's about it.
Right.
The one time that was bad was Hurricane Irene.
Oh, you think?
Where I got on in New York after it had come all the way up the East Coast with these poor people. They're cutting on 48th Street with their bags, and I heard, and I'm getting on board that day, and I'm hearing this woman lugging her bags. I'm never going on another cruise, even if it's free. And I'm like, and that's the cruise I'm going on.
Oh man!
And that night they had me performing because they were supposed to have a juggler who clearly couldn't go on, and the curtains were going. The curtains were like,
oh man!
It was 30
people
foot
must
scene,
have been
30 foot scenes
throwing up their
it was bad
guts.
Yeah.
Well, you should be used to that because you did have a woman get sick at one of your shows.
At City Steam, a woman was hammered. She was just knocking back drinks. And I hit on something where they were newly together and they were old. And so I did a joke about, oh, so you loved her the whole time. You just waited for her husband to die. And she threw up into her purse. And Pat Oates talks about that story. He tells a story about that as the greatest moment in comedy history. When
was he there?
He was there.
He was the feature.
Oh, my God.
He's
a DJ here.
He's great.
Yeah. I love Pat Oates.
Pat, very funny comic. Good guy.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Very funny.
Good guy.
Very funny. Have we reached? Have we maxed out? Are we? Are
I
we,
think yeah.
We're at 40.
I gotta
minutes.
Get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
You got a ship. You got dinner with your mom tonight.
Yeah. I gotta have lunch with Shannon while she's got a break between 1 and 2.
Oh my God, we gotta get out of here. What time is it now?
12:38.
Oh my God,
fun.
We gotta go.
So most of the funny stuff happened later on in the show, which is always fun.
It's always fun.
And it's always about the ships. Yeah. So
it's always about the ships.
Thanks for thank you.
Thanks
for
coming. This is Andrew Kennedy.
Andrew
thank
Kennedy.
You.
Thank
I have been
you,
me.
Andrew, for being here.
Just thank remind you. Everyone one more time where we can find where your social. Tell everyone your
social is Andrew Kennedy Jokes on Instagram and TikTok. Even though I've got like 159 people on TikTok, it's terrible. But Instagram is good. Andrew Kennedy Jokes.
But I'm dancing.
And then AndrewKennedyLive.com is my website that I put together myself, did it all myself.
After the show, you will be at billions of people.
There have been higher than expected visits to your website.
Literally. No, following you. Like,
following,
you know.
That'd be great.
Yes. All right. John, another great show.
Great show. This was fun. Right. Yeah. This is Andrew Kennedy. This is our first live guest.
Hasta luego, mi gente. And for the FIFA World Cup, goal!